today is trash and recycling day in Duncanville. And okay. to walk to the curb to put that out, it was like, wow, this is great. I always hesitate to go outside of my house with no shirt on.
Dude, I did it this morning.
I always, if I'm going to get the paper, Norm, and it's seven steps from my door, I will go put a shirt on. Because I don't think anyone wants to see it, A.
Oh, I thought it might have been the rush of humanity you were trying to prevent.
No, not at all. I don't think my next door neighbor who's working in their garden wants to look over and see me shirtless. So I always put a shirt on. Always. But there are a few times where it's like, oh my gosh, you know what? There's this water bottle that I want to put in the recycling bin and not, put it in the trash. And you just kind of look over and run out and drop it in the recycling bin on the curb and then run back. Like, I never walk. And it's
acceptable.
When
your shirt off, you mean?
Yeah, it's always acceptable for guys to have their shirt off. I don't know why. We have boobs also.
Yeah.
Boy, do I.
But I just don't think that's not pleasant to the eye.
I almost never do it, but this morning Simon was doing something around the corner, growling a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I only had jeans on, only, sort of unbuttoned a little bit. Like, I just put them on.
That's almost like you're about to take a picture in a calendar or something.
And I've walked out front, and in my head, I'm looking like, you know, like a Levi magazine model walking out.
Of course, because you kind of have the shoulders up.
Yeah, exactly.
Slow walk.
You know, the jeans are kind of down a little bit. But in truth,
just,
I look like
right
that.
at the top of the underwear.
I look like Butterbean in the third round.
It's
charging to the middle of the ring.
What you think you look like and what you actually look like are totally different things. I feel that if someone is outside mowing their grass or something early, and I walk out without a shirt, and they look over, they go, "Oh, dude, come on." I never think anyone will look out and go,
"No one." You know, what I realized too. I was recently in Tahoe, and everyone's in bikinis.
Thank you, Jer.
Nobody looks super hot in a bathing suit. Like, we're conditioned because of TV and all this stuff, all these celebrities, everyone looks perfect. But normal people, even if they're, like, hot in regular clothes, it's okay, though. That's a real world. Like, nobody's that perfect bodied.
I have always had this conclusion in mind, and I think people will try to swat it. The more clothes you have on, I think the hotter you are. You
the
know?
More you're hiding, of course. And it leaves so much more to the imagination.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of out there if you have the bikini or the Speedo, and they're like, there's not a guy out there that looks good in a Speedo.
Chair, what do you think we look like in a Speedo?
I think I look better in a bikini.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
Weird conditioning, whether it's celebrity or social media, that these bodies are perfect, and it's really sad.
But I love the imperfection, man.
I tell you guys this. I think I've topped you on this one. I get up early every morning, 5 o'clock, feed the cat, okay? Get ready, make the drive down I-35, take my life in my hands again, but that's another subject. And I always take the pups out for their morning business. It is always in my underwear.
Oh.
Whoa, hold on.
Really?
But you rock just the tidies, right?
Tidy whities or black.
You go outside in your drawers.
But they're briefs.
Yes, they're briefs.
I would never, ever do that.
In your backyard, right?
Yeah, but it's dark. My neighbor's not out mowing his lawn at that time. We're talking 5:15, 5:30.
But there are technically windows in your neighbor's house that they can see where you're standing.
Yes, but if they're standing at their windows hoping to catch a glimpse of me in my underwear, their problems are extraordinarily severe.
I wish they were P1s.
I have never
like a camera.
Stepped outside in just my drawers.
Really?
And I will never, ever do it.
Donovan, it's freeing.
Nah, not outside. Not even in the backyard. I'll throw in a pair of shorts.
Donnie, some morning, come by the house and about 4:45, we'll go for a walk.
Yeah.
Just both you and I in our drawers,
that's
and we'll go
show
out for
bonding.
A walk.
Host only.
The Normandy invasion.
No, stop it. Don't even put that out there in the atmosphere.
Would you go to a nudist colony?
I've been to one.
I've been to a nude beach.
Were you nude?
No.
I wasn't either.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to participate. Would you do it for the show?
The only reason I did not get naked at that nude beach is because it was a grits trip to Hawaii, and there was a group of us that went. If it's just Twig and myself,
yeah,
at a nude beach, I'd go for it. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But not around all of our friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want the grits to go
crazy.
Did
any of them pop their top or anything?
No one. I took my shirt off, and then, because we weren't expecting to go. It was a surprise trip. And then Twig had on a sundress, and she took one shoulder.
Hubba, hubba.
That doesn't. Showing a little shoulder, right. And then you do realize that people at a nude beach aren't all that hot.
Oh,
like,
my.
It's a lot of a lot of older people that will go free, but there was one guy that was available for pictures.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, you told me that.
That I almost stood in line for a picture.
Was he really taking pictures of people?
He was taking pictures, and he should have, because any dude walking around with an elephant trunk should be taking pictures. Pocket rocket.
Is that white people laying on the nude beach?
He could pick up peanuts with that thing, Norm.
I'm just sitting here looking at you thinking.
He brought his own tripod.
He did. Yeah. He could lean forward. You want me to lean forward for this picture? Okay.
Oh, God. Just arms out.
It was. I almost stood in line.
There was a line of people trying to take pictures.
Yes.
I don't understand that. To post them?
I don't know. Or just to show it off to say, you will not believe this, because that's what I was going to be in line for. Like, I wouldn't.
You almost stood in line?
It was. I don't know if that's impressive. It was shocking.
Dude,
he was real thin, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
I feel like we're going to have a pivot here, Norm.
Donnie, you're starting to get really close to too much information here. I just want you to know.
Norm, this is radio. You have to be descriptive.
Yeah, I know, but there's a point at which you risk being too taken by the moment.
That's the sound.
Is the nudist resort in Alvord still there? Alvord? It's about an hour and a half from here.
Is that a nudist colony? Is that what we call it?
Yes, nudist resort or nudist colony.
I just hit Dallas nudist colony. There's the, I don't know if I should read these, but they have funny names.
Blue Bonnet Nudist Park.
How about the Bearhide Ranch?
The Bearhide.
That's
right.
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
The correct one, B-A-R-E.
Okay.
Yeah, Wildwood Naturists Resort.
Okay, so at the Blue Bonnet Nudist Park in Alvord, Texas, September 21st, that's a Saturday, they have the Bear As You Dare 5K.
Okay, let's do that.
Road trip.
Seriously, road bet trip. Payoff. Last naked 5K at the nudist resort.
I've spent a day there.
Have you really?
At that place. Years ago when I was working for Channel 4, I did a story comparing the people who like to go to a nudist resort to the people who live in Alvord, which is an intensely country conservative town. And their views are very different on nudist resorts, but their views politically were remarkably the same. And it was fun. My cameraman and I got films of a late afternoon nude volleyball match. But with the exposure such that they were just shadows with the sun behind them and things like that. It's good, fun. Fun story.
Dudes, men weren't built to run naked.
No, I totally agree.
But they were built to fight.
Not naked.
Swords?
Okay, so not naked. So we're going to have trunks on.
Maybe in the cold.
So we're going to have trunks on them at fight night?
Of course, yes.
I thought you'd pick up on that a little sooner to segue over.
No, I still want to talk about naked 5Ks.
Okay.
I was reading this tweet from a sweet V1 Taryn. Did you see this, Mike?
Uh-uh.
This is the tweet. She said, was feeling the Donovan shirtless and Saroy jeans shirtless combo. Then Norm had to go and ruin it with Tidy Whitey talk.
Tidy Whitey's at 5 a.m. Yeah, we were whipping him up. And then
Norm tells us
barreling right in the middle of
goes us. Outside in his drawers with his cane and his walking cane.
Yeah.
To do whatever he needs to do.